You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 15th of December 2025 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I'm still having problems with the radio stream, but I think I might have a solution to it to get the programmes playing at the right time, but it might not be until after Christmas that I actually get that sorted out. That is, unless the update actually fixes it, because there's also an updated version that may fix the problem. I'm also having problems with my computers. I've already had to send one brand new computer back because it was malfunctioning. And now I've got another refurbished computer and that won't work with my microphone. So I'm recording this back on my old computer again. So it looks like I might have to send another computer back. So things are quite difficult for me at the moment with just trying to get everything else sorted out on the Radio Albion website, because I'm constantly having to remove everything from one computer and put it onto another computer. And then, of course, I have to redo all the settings. So I haven't had time to update the Orthodox Nationalist Archive or the Parish of the Patriots Archive, but I will eventually get all of that done. These are all just minor irritations, I guess. And today I have a couple of articles to get into, and they sort of deal with the problems that are being caused by diversity, but also, as a central theme, Christmas markets. Christmas markets always used to be looked at as a fun thing to go to, and you could pick up Christmas presents for your family and friends. And you would have artisans and craftsmen there that would make things for sale. I can remember going to one at Leeds after a Patriotic Alternative Christmas dinner. And I met Aunt Sally there and her family and others. And it was just a really nice time walking around the Christmas market. And it seems that these Christmas markets could become a thing of the past. Not only is there a threat to them from Islamic terrorism, but now they're also being linked to the Nazis, believe it or not. And this article comes from Breitbart, and the headline is, French public broadcaster claims Christmas markets are a tradition tied to the Nazis. A French public broadcaster has been accused of spreading anti-Christian messaging by saying that the tradition of Christmas markets is tied to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And of course, anything that is linked to Adolf Hitler, we're supposed to instantly think we should have none of it. But of course, the National Socialists did lots of positive things, as well as the things that they supposedly did that were negative. They were the first to bring in protections for workers and employment rights, and to make sure that the working day was only a certain amount of time, that workers had paid holidays. Are we saying that we should get rid of paid holidays for people who are working for employers, because Adolf Hitler also did that? Are we saying we should get rid of animal rights and welfare for animals, because the National Socialists were the first government to introduce laws to protect animals? Should we get rid of the Clean Air Act, because the National Socialists were the first government to put curbs on air pollution? Of course, we wouldn't get rid of all those things because they're quite sensible things. But what they're implying here is that Christmas markets should be banned because they have something to do with Adolf Hitler. This week, taxpayer-funded France Info, that's the equivalent of the BBC, I guess, published a video titled Christmas Markets, a Tradition Rehabilitated by the Nazis, on social media, which, according to Le Figaro, opened with the question, Did you know there is a link between the Nazis and our beloved Christmas markets? Well, of course they're going to promote the Christmas markets, aren't they? Because it improves the local economy. It provides money for local artisans and craftsmen, and they in turn spend that money within the local economy. So the National Socialists were trying to basically fix their economy, and one of the ways to do that would be to encourage people to buy locally made goods, which is essentially what the promotion of the Christmas markets was about. The broadcaster went on to claim that the tradition was largely revived by the National Socialist German Workers' Party under Adolf Hitler in the 1930s as a means of promoting economic growth by encouraging the purchase of goods made in Germany at Christmas markets. So why would this be a negative thing? Now, Hitler also breathed oxygen. Should we stop breathing oxygen because Adolf Hitler did the same? While France Info journalist Antoine Milan Depew acknowledged that Christmas markets predate the formation of the Nazi Party by hundreds of years during the Holy Roman Empire and spread widely across the continent during the Industrial Revolution, he claimed that they made a strong comeback in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s after being pushed to the periphery of cities by elites. So that's interesting. So the elites didn't want the artisans to be making money. They wanted the monopoly supermarkets, or the equivalent of the supermarkets, to be making all the money. And we see this, the end result of that today, where shops along the high street are now becoming a rare thing to see. About the only things you see on the high street are vape shops and charity shops. And people are charged lots of money to park in car parks, or they get paid fines for parking on the side of the road on a yellow line so that they can go into a shop and purchase something locally. They don't want us to be buying things locally. They want us to be buying things from these big supermarkets, which they put on these estates outside of town itself. So rather than the money actually going back into the local community, the money gets siphoned off by these very same elites. So the same thing was happening in Germany as happens today. With the Nazi dictatorship, Christmas became a nationalist holiday. Christmas markets helped promote German heritage and stimulate the economy with products made in Germany, he said, claiming that the Nazis decided to reinstate Christmas markets in city centres. There's three interesting points in this quote. I mean, they claim it was a Nazi dictatorship, but the National Socialists were voted into power. They won. They were democratically elected. And I think they won with a ludicrous amount of votes as well. It was over 90%. I know that when they had the Anschluss and Germany reunified with Austria, that was voted for by the Austrians with 99% of them voting to rejoin with Germany. And a dictatorship isn't held in place by votes, is it? It's held in place by force. It's a tyranny. The Germans voted for the National Socialist Party. It wasn't a dictatorship. The dictatorship that you had was in the communist countries. And it also says here that under the Nazis, the so-called Nazi dictatorship, Christmas became a nationalist holiday. Well, hasn't Christmas always been a national holiday? And Germany was a very, very Christian country at this point. That was one of the reasons why they had so many problems with Jewish influence in the plays and the books that were being produced. If you look at the speech that was given, I forget the name of the man, I think it had Free in his name, and he describes all of this, and he was part of the Zionist ambassador's entourage to Britain to get the Balfour Declaration. And he talks about what actually led up to the National Socialists. And one of the things that the National Socialists were distressed about was the promotion of divorce and abortion and immorality in plays and books. And this is because they were such a Christian country. So to say that it was under the Nazis that Christmas became a nationalist holiday, I mean, that's stretching it a bit far. I think it was always a holiday. Perhaps the governments that were in place before the National Socialists were trying to play it down. And perhaps the Germans encouraged the patriotic aspect of that. And again, what's wrong with stimulating the economy, the products made in Germany? What's wrong with being proud of your heritage? Amidst steep backlash on social media, is it Benjamin Friedman, it might have been, that made that speech that I'm referring to? I know we have made podcasts about it on Truthful Out Radio, discussed it quite extensively with Dennis Wise. It's a good speech to look up. I'll see if I can find it and put it in the comments. Getting back to the article here, amid steep backlash on social media, with the broadcaster facing accusations of anti-Christian bias, France Info removed the video from its accounts. The public broadcaster's move to tie Christmas markets to the Nazis was hailed by the French Communist Party-aligned Le Humanité newspaper, which declared, "France Info is right. Our Christmas markets do indeed have a link with the Nazis," much to the dismay of the far right, which seeks to rewrite history whilst also attacking public service in the process. So I think the people that are attacking public service here are the people that are trying to link Christmas parties to the Nazis. I mean, Christmas fairs to the Nazis, rather. Are they trying to encourage people not to actually go to these Christmas markets? Well, clearly that's attacking public services, isn't it? That's just attacking your community if you're trying to get rid of the Christmas markets. Perhaps an element here with these Christmas markets and the concern about them is because of these terrorist attacks that go on at them. They do appear to have become somewhat of a target for Islamic extremists. And perhaps this is the start of France trying to get rid of the Christmas markets altogether so that they don't have to put all these security procedures in place in order to protect the people. And we were talking about this just the other week, how in Germany, the people that actually put on the markets are being charged for the extra security, and that extra charge has to go to the people that attend the market. So it seems to me as if they're trying to abolish these Christmas markets rather than look at preventing these terror attacks that go on in them. So I think there's an ulterior motive here to this. Others were more critical, including Conservative French MP Véronique Bessé, who commented, "The scandalous parallel drawn by France Info between our Christmas markets and Nazism reaches a peak of indecency. Thus tarnishing our traditions is simply outrageous. No to the disgrace cast upon our heritage. Let us celebrate instead of denigrating." Even former Socialist Party presidential candidate Ségolène Royal excoriated the broadcaster, writing, "It's shameful. This conflation between Nazis and Christmas markets made on a radio station at a time when children and families are preparing to be happy, to dream, while setting aside their anxieties a little, at a time when artisans and merchants are giving the best of their craftsmanship to share the joy of Christmas, we remain appalled by the stupidity and malice of these anti-Christmas obsessions." And I would say it's quite anti-white as well, because Christmas is a very white festival, and these Christmas markets are mainly frequented by white people, and it seems that they just want to attack the Christmas market and by proxy attack white people, attack something that white people like doing that benefits white people and benefits the local community. And I would suggest that the people doing it are probably also white. They're probably self-hating white. So much of these problems that we face are actually caused by our own people, by their maladaptive behaviour. And I've talked about this before. The theory behind it is that 90% of the people that are alive today would never have made it to adulthood 200 years ago. And as well as introducing physical weaknesses into the population, like allergies and myopia and all sorts of physical weaknesses that we have today, there are also mental weaknesses that get introduced and maladaptive behaviour that's actually harmful to the group. So, and these particular type of people, Professor Dutton refers to as spiteful mutants. And this is the sort of thing that they would do, is promote hatred against Christmas markets, which are a part of the traditions of the German people. Royal went on to question if the France Info journalist was deprived of Christmas cheer as a child and therefore filled with hatred for the holiday. again, I mean, this sort of bears out this theory, doesn't it? That some people are spiteful against their own group, and it's due to there being genetic abnormalities or weaknesses within themselves that they were born with. And if it hadn't been for modern leaps in medical technology and vaccinations and all that sort of thing, they never have made it to adulthood. They never would have made it to a place within their lives that they could actually have a negative impact on society. Let's not allow hatred and sectarianism to do so much harm, to shatter children's dreams and carefree moments. Even as Christmas has become a universal festival of lights, as evidenced by the Christmas trees in hotels and cities around the world, even those very far from the Christian tradition leave the children in peace and tranquility, she said. And this is one of the horrible things about these attacks on the markets, is that they are literally filled with children. And the carnage that must be left behind afterwards must be horrendous. I know we've recently just had this attack in Australia, where I think 10 people have been killed. And that's an attack on Jews this time, rather than an attack on whites. None of this would be happening if it wasn't for multiculturalism. There wouldn't be any attacks on Jews, and there wouldn't be any attacks on whites. You don't hear of Islamic attacks going on in Hungary, where they don't import Muslims. The scandal comes amidst concerns over Europe, over the potential of further Islamist terror attacks on Christmas markets. Indeed, earlier this month, the French Interior Ministry ordered local governments to boost security and even authorised the deployment of troops at Christmas markets as a visible deterrent against attacks. So instead of going to the Christmas market and being filled with love for your common man, if you go to a Christmas market in France now, you will see armed soldiers there. And these armed soldiers are there simply because we have to have diversity in our countries. If it wasn't for diversity, we wouldn't have to have these soldiers there. And yet we're constantly told that diversity is a strength. In neighbouring Germany, multiple locales have been forced to cancel their Christmas markets outright, citing the costs of the security measures needed to prevent an attack. So it wasn't just the one we were talking about last week. As multiple Christmas markets have had to cancel because they can't afford the security. Last year, the Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg was marred by an attack by a pro-asylum activist from Saudi Arabia, who ploughed a car into market goers, taking the lives of 6 people and injuring 323. 6 people who would still be alive if it wasn't for the government's multicultural policy. And talking of these plots and attacks on Christmas markets, one has actually been foiled in Germany. And this article comes from Breitbart as well. German police have arrested 5 men in connection with an alleged Islamist terror plot to attack a Christmas market in southern Bavaria. According to the Bild newspaper, 3 Moroccans, aged 22, 28 and 30, were arrested, alongside a 37-year-old Syrian and a 56-year-old Egyptian, suspected of planning to use a vehicle to attack people at a Christmas market in the town of Din Golfing. And you could say, well, all of those people are Syrian, but all of those people are also non-white. If we didn't have these non-white people in our countries, perhaps we might have some white people that did follow Islam, but I doubt whether they would be involved in Islamic extremism and in attacking their own people. The paper, citing sources within the Bavarian State Office for the Protection of the Constitution, reported that the Egyptian man is believed to have been a mosque prayer leader. He is accused of recruiting the 3 Moroccans to carry out an attack on the nearby Christmas market. Investigators are said to be currently considering radical Islamism as the chief motivation for the suspected plot. And remember, there are Syrians involved in this as well, and I'm just wondering whether this Syrian was one that was welcomed by Angela Merkel back in 2015, I think it was, when she opened up all the borders to the so-called Syrian refugees. The 5th suspect, a Syrian national, is alleged to have encouraged the others to carry out the potential attack. Confirming the arrests, Munich Attorney General Reinhard Rottel said the swift action demonstrates how effectively the cooperation between the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, the police, and the Central Office for Combating Extremism and Terrorism functions within the Bavarian security architecture. And I think that Office for the Protection of the Constitution, I think they're the ones that also go after the Alternative for Deutschland party. So these organisations, these parts of the government that people think are there to protect them from things like Islamic extremism end up being used against the German people themselves who are concerned about Islamic extremism. Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann added, "I think all the authorities involved in the search and arrest operation, especially the Bavarian State Office for the Protection of the Constitution and the Bavarian Police, this case impressively demonstrates the excellent responsiveness and efficiency of our security authorities and shows we are capable of protecting our citizens." They're not capable of protecting their citizens, though, are they? Every week we hear of some horrific crime that's been carried out by someone of migrant heritage against someone of European heritage. They're not capable of protecting their citizens at all. I mean, you can't protect everyone, but one way you could prevent there being white victims of non-white crime is just not to have any non-whites there in the first place. Then those crimes could never happen. There could never be any attacks on Christmas markets. There couldn't be any children that have been run over by vehicles. He continued, "Thanks to the excellent cooperation of our security authorities, several suspects were arrested in a very short time, thus preventing a potentially Islamist-motivated attack in Bavaria. The background to this must now be clarified by our special departments, together with the Munich Public Prosecutor's Office." These arrests come as German towns and cities continue to grapple with the threat of Islamist terror attacks on Christmas markets. Indeed, multiple Christmas markets in Germany, including in Kirpen and Overath, have cancelled their markets this year, as the costs to provide security against potential attacks become too expensive. Do you think the government will ever say all the costs of actually policing all this multiculturalism is just becoming too expensive? I mean, I do wonder how many resources are devoted to pretending that this myth that diversity is a strength is a strength. You think all the laws they've had to put in place to prevent people from speaking about these issues, all the extra security, all the intelligence that they have to have, all the people that they have to hire within the Muslim community to inform on other Muslims, the amount of court cases that there are. We've even got David Lammy talking about getting rid of jury trials because we've got too many criminals to actually be tried in the courts. It's all jammed up, and all of this is because of multiculturalism. I would guess that about 50% of all the resources in Britain are now devoted to upholding this myth that diversity is actually a strength and not a weakness. Christmas markets, one of the few remaining public Christian events in many European countries, have become a top target for attacks. For example, 6 people were killed and over 300 more were injured last year after the Saudi pro-asylum activists ploughed a car into merrymakers at a market in Magdeburg. Previously, a Tunisian Islamist failed asylum seeker attacked a Berlin Christmas market in 2016, killing 12 people and injuring dozens more. Germany is not the only European country grappling with security threats to Christmas markets. Earlier this month, the French government called for regional authorities to exercise maximum vigilance in the face of Islamist threats and to boost security at Christmas markets to create a visible deterrent against potential attacks. And they think we're reassured by seeing these armed police there at the market. They think that that reassures us and that we feel safe. I don't think we feel safe. I think we end up feeling, when we see things like that, how dangerous has this country become that we have to have armed military on the streets outside markets? It's a shocking indictment of the multicultural system. It's not a sign that we feel safe. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.